Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Schizo Effect. I'm your host, Melissa, and today you'll join me on my journey through the episodes, dealing with life, and my weak hold on sanity. But first, I'd like to tell you exactly what schizoaffective disorder is. Now, schizoaffective disorder is a mental health condition that includes schizophrenia and mood disorder symptoms. You can have depression, or you can have, like me, bipolar disorder, along with the schizophrenia. Cycles of severe symptoms are often followed by periods of improvement. Symptoms may include delusions, hallucinations, depressed episodes, and manic periods of high energy. People may experience a belief that an ordinary event has special or personal meaning. Delusion, thought disorder, racing thoughts. Thoughts of suicide or false belief of superiority. That's the cognitive. For the mood, anxiety, euphoria, hopelessness, limited range of emotions, loss of interest or pleasure in activities, or mood swings. Psychological would be depression, hallucination, paranoia, psychosis, hearing voices. The behavior is social isolation, impulsivity, restlessness, self-harm, or sudden increases in energy. There's also common changes in appetite or rapid and frenzied speaking. I have majority of those, so thanks to Google, I can look it up and find some information. According to the Mayo Clinic, people with this disorder generally do best with a combination of medications and counseling. Therapies including psychotherapy, psychoeducation, and family therapy. Medications including antipsychotics, anticonvulsants, goodness, tongue-tied, and selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor, SSRI. I'm trying, people. So I see a therapist, and I also take my medications pretty regularly. It's about a handful of them. So yeah, there is no cure. But the medication and talking to a therapist is supposed to, I don't know, calm the symptoms or more help you cope with them. I can't say they've calmed my symptoms, but coping a bit. Now, while I've been dealing with the symptoms my whole life, I was just diagnosed about a year ago. All this time, I thought I was just unique, emotional, or all my feelings were a part of being a Pisces, you know. Oh, you just act like a Pisces or a Gemini. That's what I thought it was. But boy, was I wrong. Even though my mother and baby brother both suffer from schizoaffective disorder, I really thought I couldn't have the same thing. It wouldn't be me. I never thought I would have it. Luckily, I'm told that I'm on the lower spectrum of it. I feel that I'm getting worse, though, and that's sad to say. I don't know if that's the case, but I continue therapy and take my medications daily. Either way, I'm doing my part. Even though there's no cure, I know that my meds are making me a bit better. I can't complain. They try to control my symptoms, but I don't know. I've had to have my meds increased a few times, most recently after a breakdown at work. I am a very calm, cool, and collected person. At work, I'm always professional, and I don't like to show my emotions. However, this time, I had been holding so much in and had so much stress and biting my tongue on so many things that I probably should have let out, but I didn't. And it built up so bad that eventually I had a break. And it was bad. It was bad. It was crying and yelling and throwing things. Mm-hmm. And it was the type of situation that at a normal company, you really sometimes can't come back from. Luckily, my boss said that he's seen worse. And he didn't see a problem. He said that he wouldn't call it a mental break, as I called it. He just saw that I was keeping too much inside and it became too much. He said, talk to him before it gets that bad ever again. After that, I went in, I put in my 2-week notice because I felt that the stress and everything was just too much for me. But he insisted that I reconsider. In the end, he agreed that I can go down to part-time and use Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday off each week for my mental rest days, which is amazing. In the end, I finally told him about my disorder, and he was nothing less than supportive. For that, I'm beyond indebted to him and grateful for him for being so understanding. Because I know in most situations, a freak out, yeah, you would be in the unemployment line. So I'm very lucky about that, and he's very understanding of my condition. So it worked out in the end. And I'm trying very hard to make sure it never gets to that point again because that was the first, and if it's up to me, the last time. I'm doing my best. I don't feel like I'm failing, but I don't feel like I'm succeeding at controlling my episodes or my emotions or the thoughts that keep racing through my mind or the moments where I just space out and I'm just staring in one location and I have all these voices in my head chattering at once so bad that I can't focus. Those times when I see things and I try to act like I don't. And people ask me, what are you looking at? And I just say nothing, but I see it. I see it everywhere I go. So I'm just trying to get a hold on it. I'm trying to, shall I say, appear normal, even though mentally I'm not. And that may sound bad to say, but some things it's better to keep to yourself than let the world around you see what's really going on in your head. And again, I know that sounds bad. People say reach out for help before it gets too bad. I'm not suicidal. I love my life. But I just have some things to battle that most people wouldn't understand. And for those who do know and do understand, I am eternally grateful because I do have people I can talk to. And I have very close people who, even though they may not understand everything I'm going through, they listen and they offer support. So I'm very thankful for that. And I think this is where I end this episode. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you'll follow the podcast. I hope you will return because there's so much more to come. And until next time, you guys. Oh, I've decided I will be recording the podcast once a week. It will be on Sundays. It's more like a summing up my last week and starting off the new week better. So I will talk to you guys next Sunday. Till then, have a great day.